The European Union marks its 50th birthday this weekend with a huge party in Berlin. But for some, there's little to celebrate. The secrecy surrounding the Declaration of Berlin, which will set out the future direction of the EU, has angered several members, including the Czech Republic. So just how far has the EU come and where should it go next? Rob Cameron invited two people with very different views on EU integration to discuss just that. Tomáš Jirsa, a young centre-right activist and advisor to Prague's mayor Pavel Bém, and Martin Šabu from the Czech NGO Yes for Europe.
We were already celebrating. On Tuesday we had here a big conference with Václav Havel, former president, European commissioners, former ministers of foreign affairs from France. So we already have celebrated this anniversary. But I think any time there is a chance to remind us what was the founding ideas which created this unique organization are necessary to be celebrated.
Tomáš, will you be cracking open the champagne on Sunday?
I wouldn't go that far to say that I would be cracking a bottle of champagne on Sunday. I would rather say that this celebration is a coin that has two sides. I think on one hand, I would celebrate, and I think it of it as a positive of the European Union, that we have 50 years of relative stability and peace in Europe. On the other hand, the recent developments in the European Union are not as I would expect them to be, as we see the economic performance, as we see the political situation in the whole European Union. So there are positives of the 50 years of existence of the European Union, but I see negatives in recent developments.
Do you think the positives outweigh the negatives, Martin? Are there more positives than negatives?
It seems at the moment that there are more negative news on the EU, which creates a general feeling among the public and audience that there is something wrong going on in the EU.
And do you think there is something wrong with the EU now?
We came to the moment where the EU cannot simply be an economic union. It has to have a certain political dimension.
Sorry, Tomáš, I can see you shaking your head there.
It's not even in the very basics of the European Union that were created 50 years ago. I think the four freedoms, that's perfect with me. But what's going on now, that we see everything that's above these four freedoms and everything, all the political constructions of the European Constitution, that is what creates a very negative reaction throughout the European citizens all over the Europe.
Right, so Tomáš is saying that it's because they're trying to make it more than an economic union that's causing those negative feelings, Martin.
Back to the roots, let's go back to 1993 when Mr. Klaus has sent his application for having chance to enter the EU. It was already political union because it was already signed the Maastricht Treaty, and everybody knew that there is a certain political aspect involved in the discussion and nobody could neglect it.
I think political union is reasonable to a certain extent. I agree that the Maastricht Treaty was some kind of a cornerstone that basically changed the direction. And we can see that the last 14 years, the Europe is going far away from its citizens. I just read Financial Times public opinion poll about all the European countries, about France, Italy, Spain, thinking about Euro. Two-thirds of French think that the Euro brought a negative effect to their economy. Only 5% in France and other countries think that Euro is a good project. So what I'm saying that recent developments, and recent meaning last 10, 15 years, brought new projects into this integration process that actually put European Union a lot away from its citizens.
You are right, but I see the start at the 50s already. But what I have to agree with you is that there are feelings that Europe is very far from their citizens. But it's based on the fact that the politicians are not able to really decide whether really we want to be to have political union. And of course, if you create an atmosphere of neglecting things, an atmosphere that certain issues are not clear, and it's not clear what are the powers of the national capitals and what are the powers of the supranational bodies, then you come into troubles and you can create many myths about the European Union, how bureaucratic it is, how far from citizen it is, even though there are many advantages inside it.
We were talking there about visions of the EU, what the EU should become. It's 50 years old now. It'll presumably exist for another 50 years. What direction should it go in? Could you, Tomáš, describe what you would like to see the European Union look like?
My ideal EU is an EU that says, now let's stop and think a bit about where we're going. We have China on one hand, United States, on the other hand, our economic performance is extremely not satisfying. In 20 years, China will be the second biggest economy after the United States, and we will just be some kind of small and very not important part of the world economy.
Martin?
Well, I cannot agree that, again, it's the debate about whether we should limit the integration project just to economic matters. I do not agree, because we see at the moment that there are political issues and economic issues interlinked. Because if you want to make a deal with China, you have to say if you are fine with the human rights abuses. And this is not simply to be said that market will solve everything. From this point of view, my ideal Europe is the Europe which, of course, tries to improve their economic performance. That's for sure. It was the basics, and I completely agree. But then I have to see the European integration as a unified voice in the globalized world, as having one say to Russia, not to have one say from capital of Berlin and from France, and different voices from Czech Republic or Poland. It is simply not sustainable.
Martin Szabłuch and Tomasz Jirsa, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
And Rob Cameron was talking there to Tomasz Jirsa and Martin Szabłuch, two young men from Prague.